The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young.
You make me feel so young.
You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung.
And even
when I'm old and gray,
Mr. Sinatra,
I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young.
Great version, Albert. Where'd you find that now? What is that from?
I don't know where.
Wow, very nice. Young. His voice was top-notch. Francis Albert with Joseph Charles at 6 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Otherwise known as Bob.
Bob. I want to change my name to Bob. Bob Piscopo. Hey, so... I got the bill here from a hotel. Mm-hmm. The station is supposed to pay for it. They send me a bill personally to the station.
Personally.
Personally. So then Al goes like this, let me see it. Okay, Mommy, here, take a look at that, please. You could send it to whoever you got to send it. I don't know how that – I'm supposed to be compensated for that. Do I submit that? I'm like Willie Loman.
Yeah, it doesn't say when you checked in to the hotel because it says you're 30, 60 days past due.
Please.
Yeah.
No, is it? Is it really? Let me see that one.
Well, it says here current charge is 368. Then it says 31 to 60 days, 361. 61 to 90 days, 361. Over 120 days.
No, but that's if that's over 120 days. I'm saying, does it say when I stay there? It does not.
No, it just says date of ticket. Look, and then there's a reference number. So what happens is.
No return stamp.
Of course not. No, they want you to pay the stamp. So we have to give this to management and they need to take care of it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. No, that takes 6 months.
Yeah, they did not pay for your hotel when they were supposed to.
And then I get it. My life story, you know, because they know. And like in the Bronx, on when is the 13th? That's Wednesday?
That's Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah. So that's when you're in the Bronx.
That's it.
Right.
That's when I go and it's going to
work for free.
I am. I'm bringing Jeremiah Crowley. Jerry's son's going to be with me.
Here's what you do, Joe. You set up, you know, like Subway performers do, a hat, right?
Yeah, in front of where you're going.
Have the people come, you know, throw a couple of bucks in there for you. Just to cover
if
your
you want,
expenses.
Take the used French toast tray there, and you can use that for,
it's
you know.
A great idea.
No, put like a hat, a top
That's
hat.
A great
Tips
idea.
Tips and maple syrup.
Because apparently they think of me no more than a street performer. They do that, you know, as I'm going to go in there and... But it's for the church. I'll do like a third collection, and the third collection could be for me.
Exactly.
Maybe that's a great idea. I'll have ushers come into the crowd.
I think that's great.
And just with the long thing and take a collection for that. So I could at least pay the band.
Exactly.
Wouldn't that be nice? Oh, my Lord. Only me. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Good morning. 9 minutes after 7 o'clock. Frankie is here. Al and Debbie are here. Gary Goldberg's coming up in this hour to tell you what you could do with your money. Jeffrey Lyons next hour. Mike Gallagher is going to give us a preview of what he's talking about. Russ Salzburg, Brooklyn's finest right there. Mr. Salzberg will weigh in on the Stanley Cup. Does anybody care about the Stanley Cup in Washington? I mean, if the Devils are in, the Islanders, the Rangers, we're hearing about the Washington Capitals.
Hockey fans, trust me. It was a great series.
I was hoping Vegas, that would have been
It would have been great. It would have been the first time a first-year franchise would have won the Stanley Cup. But great story. And they had not lost four games in a row all season. This was the first time that it happened.
And tomorrow, Justify is pursuing the third
leg
of the Triple Crown.
That's huge. Thank you for bringing that up.
Going to be tough for him. There's a lot of horses in this race tomorrow that are rested. And this is the longest part of the race of the Triple Crown. So he's going to have to put in some extra effort here.
So that'll be tomorrow.
Tomorrow, about 6:37 is race.
And when does the president leave for G7 today?
Yes.
All right. So he takes off today. And when is the meeting with Trudeau that I just want to see? I don't want to miss that.
Probably later today, right?
No, I don't know. It's not really clear.
Because they said he's leaving Saturday. Right?
But doesn't Justin Trudeau, as the host country, he's got to meet all the dignitaries.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I'm dying to see this handshake.
I would imagine he's meeting him at some point today because there's reports that he's leaving like early Saturday to head to Singapore.
So he's
got to meet him today.
Yeah.
Can't imagine he's not.
Yes.
He should have a little bowl of poutine, sit down, relax, you know.
It's going to be very interesting to see exactly what happened. The president does. He heads, it could be tense talks with G7. I like that the president is talking about America first. He's protecting us. We like the tariffs. Look, tariffs are put on us. We put on tariffs there. It's a negotiation ploy back and forth, even with our friends. Let's see exactly what happens in Quebec City, if anything. Is it going to be tense? Macron will be there as well, his buddy.
That's right. Yeah, he's part of the G7.
Why watch regular television? This is what I'm telling you.
Exactly.
You got to tune in this. Stay tuned to AM 970 and see exactly what happens when the president meets the world leaders, man. And I just, why is it? Frankie, help me out, that I like when the president ticks off the rest of the world. I take joy in that. I think it's great. Huh? You know what I mean? Is that being an ugly American?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, it's sort of similar to your conversation with Heather McDonald yesterday. Part of what's so fun to watch about Trump is he really is like a professional wrestling manager. You know, is he loves to trash talk. He loves to call people out.
Yeah,
it's entertaining.
Yeah. Although I enjoyed that. And Heather McDonald, she said some things, and I got some tweets saying, and it was very nice tweets saying, respectfully, we disagree with Heather because she said called the president, and for better or for worse, a petulant child, that sort of thing. I think a lot of this is all concerted. It's the way he negotiates like that. But it's okay to open up the airwaves and go back and forth and kind of. But she's what I love about Heather McDonald. She has the courage to stand up for the police. She wrote that book, War and Cops.
Right.
Right. And we always appreciate that, her take on that. So you can't delineate. And when you have somebody that is on your side and on the police side in that regard, you have to always.
Right. And I appreciate that even though she graduated from Yale and is a distinguished Ivy Leaguer, she doesn't blame America for all of the world's problems. Yeah. So as so many who come from the Ivy League seem to do.
Well, the president has been tweeting this morning and banging away at everyone. So he tweeted an hour ago.
This morning?
He tweeted an hour ago, Obama, Schumer, and Pelosi did nothing about North Korea and now weak on crime. High-tax Schumer is telling me what to do at the summit the Dems could never set up. Schumer failed with North Korea and Iran. We don't need his advice. Then he tweets, Canada charges the U.S. a 270% tariff on dairy products. They didn't tell you that, did they? Not fair to our farmers. And then he tweets.
What time was this?
This was about an hour ago. Ooh. Then he tweets, looking forward to straightening out unfair trade deals with the G7 countries. If it doesn't happen, we come out even better. And just moments ago, 4 seconds ago, the president tweeted, congratulations to the Washington Capitals on their great play and winning the Stanley Cup championship. Alex Ovechkin, the team captain, was spectacular, a true superstar. DC is popping in many ways. What a time.
What time was like an hour ago?
Those were an hour ago. This was 10 seconds
ago.
This
is what I find fascinating about President Trump. 13 minutes after 7 o'clock. When he goes to bed, when you go to bed and you got so much on your mind? I can't imagine being the President of the United States. But
yeah, you don't sleep.
I think. Does he sleep? Is he like one of those three-hour guys? Is that what
probably,
is that what you hear,
I would
Frankie?
Imagine.
We hear that? Yeah.
I would imagine.
Like he just Like, I know Rudy Giuliani does not sleep. He goes, boom, and you're up again like that.
Right.
Not you and me, right? I need
no, I
got to
get 5-6 hours of sleep.
Just like that, yeah. Right. Well, I stayed at the hotel last night.
Another bill be on its way.
I'm going to get filmed. I should just stay on the couch like this. Yeah. So people are tweeting us that they're going to be on the show. No names mentioned. I have no idea. Who do we book on?
Who did you book?
I didn't book anybody.
You told somebody to call in. So
yeah, and then they called and said, oh, Joe said to call in.
Somebody called about, this was the best, only me. Someone called about urban gardens, and there's a very, very nice tweet I got. Can we talk about urban gardens on the air? I go, sure.
Sure, if they buy advertising.
I go,
no problem.
Right. No, it's probably a non-profit.
No,
it's a non-profit.
Not. They're charging people to get into this thing.
Well, it's probably, I emailed Mr. Morano all the info. Okay, some pictures, but a beautiful
did
urban.
They?
Yeah, so we can do it. But somebody else said, are you going to put me on just arbitrarily? I have no idea what that is. I don't know what that is. When they did we figure out this whole Friars thing? We didn't go to the Friars Club?
No, we didn't figure out anything with the Friars.
Mary's working on that, I think. You right. gotta go. Cigar night. They say cigar night. I mean, so a cigar night while I perform, I say, you smoke cigars within?
Oh, that's going to be great. That's going to be great. You make me feel so.
I'll be with my nasal cort like this.
Y'all have a fan on stage blowing the smoke back at people. Gary Cohn used to do that to Bob Murphy in the radio booth.
Oh.
Bob Murphy used to call Met games and used to smoke cigars and smoke the whole game.
Oh.
And Gary Cohn hated it.
Yeah, yeah,
and so
yeah,
he had a fan that pointed right at Murphy and smoke would blow right
funny.
Back at Murphy.
Leading so I remember I saw Wayne Newton, the great Wayne Newton, went on stage. He's great. He goes, you feel like smoking, blow it right up here on stage. I don't care. Yeah. Just come on.
Did you see him at the Stanley Cup Finals? They brought him out.
In Vegas,
because they were doing it. They had a whole production introducing the team.
Yeah.
Wayne Newton was a part of it.
Yeah.
He's had a little too much surgery in his face.
Just
a little.
He is such a great guy. He's such a nice guy.
It looks like if you touch his face, it might break.
Stop, please, please.
His skin is tight.
I'll be right behind him. I'm right
behind him. No, you're not.
I'm ready. No. I am ready. 16
Maybe for
7.
Bob.
So, Bob Biscopo, my counterpart. So should you smoke on a beach in New Jersey, Albert? Should you be able to smoke that cigar on the beach? Because one thing, what I can't understand, when you guys always do this, it's a beautiful day. And he goes, it's a beautiful day outside. And then Frankie will say to me, great day for a cigar. And I'm going, but just, can you be the sunshine, the breeze? And then when you go down the Jersey Shore, now this is going to be contentious this summer down the Jersey Shore. Can you be ticketed for smoking on the beach at the Jersey Shore?
What?
Do you mind? When I am on the Jersey Shore, I can smell a cigar a mile away. I don't want to smell a cigar when the salt breeze is there.
If they make it illegal, then obviously you're going to get ticketed if you're smoking on the beach. Do I think you should be smoking on the beach? No. I think that the beach is for families. You have kids there. There's all kinds of... I don't think that's the right place to have a cigar. Now, if you're on the boardwalk, maybe, you know, there's an area where it can be acceptable.
Right. Yeah, okay.
But
that's reasonable.
I think on the beach itself, I don't think so.
Maybe a smoking section, maybe.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, on the beach, what inevitably happens to that cigar? Most people don't deposit
the
proper way.
That.
They leave it on the beach, and it becomes garbage now. So to me, and could also start fires and throw it under the garbage pail.
It's all legitimate, but you know, there is something nice about having a leisurely cigar.
But I think if you set up a designated section at the far end of the beach or something like that, or the far end of the boardwalk, I don't have an issue with that.
You know, 877-970-2999. Let us know, because I'm so not down with that, and I love a good cigar every now and then. You know, but you're on the beach and it's beautiful, and you're with your kids. I could smell that a mile away. But back in the day when we were kids, everybody they didn't care. They smoked cigarettes, cigars.
Yeah, I love the smell of a cigar. I was
even
just
on
walking
the beach, even on the beautiful
anywhere. I was walking around down here in the financial district, and somebody had a cigar, and I found myself trying to follow the scent just so I could walk behind whomever that guy was.
Not so much with the stone people smoking weed in the middle of the
morning. I was walking down here yesterday. I was walking to a restaurant, and you know, I smelled that skunk-like smell.
Why can't they?
Slams me in the head again. I was with a former marijuana dealer, and he said, "Well, you know, I'm smelling the product of some of my former work." And I said, "Yeah, me too. It smells awful. So it smells like a skunk."
Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. You were a former drug dealer?
Yes.
You hanging? Was he being indicted? Was he
No. He's been out of prison for many, many years.
But he did time.
Oh, about 10 years.
Do you hang with anybody other than gangsters?
No, in my experience.
So I think
you
and I are the only two and his longtime companion who have not been in prison.
In my experience.
And Arthur Idala.
The most interesting people are the people that have been in prison for something. By the way, big shout out to my attorney, Richard Luthman, who's back in prison after having his bail revoked. He's probably listening to us at the MDC now.
The bail got revoked?
Yeah, Judge Weinstein also is mandating that he has to go for 60-day mental evaluation.
What?
Well, so who knows? Maybe it's for the best. But Richard, if you're listening, we wish you the best.
Do we go through? Do they have Wi-Fi? Only you would know. Do they have Wi-Fi?
They don't. No,
they have a radio.
They don't. It is very low tech. Yeah. You want to talk about a group of people that gets ripped off and bilked. It is the prisoners in the federal prison
system. They're prisoners! Why should they be getting anything?
No, but,
I mean, come on!
But so, I mean, we got to run. But yeah. And you know what? When I was watching the Gioli trial on Wednesday... the civil trial where he's suing the Bureau of Prisons.
It's another personal friend of yours, by the way.
Well, we're friendly. I mean, I knew Richard before he was arrested. I didn't know Tommy before he was arrested.
Richard.
But Tommy is suing for $10 million in that ping pong case where he broke his knee.
Yes, sure.
And one of the other prisoners is testified as a witness for him. And, you know, his voice, and this is a young man, and his voice has that same sort of gravelly thing. And the guy sitting next to me watching this trial says, you know, these guys, you notice they all have that gravelly voice. I said, yeah, why is that?
Because they're gangsters.
Well, no, this was not a gangster. But he said,
I broke his knee.
No.
Yeah.
But why do they talk like that?
Well, the air in the prison?
Yes, it's filled with mold. They don't do anything to remediate the mold.
But would you give tablets? Do you agree when the mayor says we want to give tablets to everybody in Rikers Island? We want to make it. Huh? You think that's okay?
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Look at you.
Absolutely.
I never thought that you would feel like that, Frankie. Like, you got to reach out to the prisoners now.
Yeah.
Make it a little easier for them.
You're in prison. And you're not supposed to be getting amenities.
Well, first of
amenities.
All, at Rikers, most of the people there haven't been convicted of anything. So,
no, I understand.
You know, I mean, they're entitled to the same presumption of innocence that everyone else is. So, certainly the case of Kalief Brower, who was there for about 2 years, never was convicted of anything because he couldn't afford to post bail and then got out of Rikers and then a year later killed himself.
You have raspy voices for mold?
Exactly.
Do they have that in the station here? I have to worry about that?
But the difference is you get to go home.
Yeah.
You're not forced to breathe this moldy air for 24 hours. But by the way, Richard Stratton is doing this great A&E special this Saturday and Sunday. I'm actually in parts 3 and 4.
Are you really?
On Sunday.
Cool.
You're
going to be interviewed?
I was interviewed. It has to do with the Gottis, and that's going to be this Saturday and Sunday.
Anything with gangsters. Gangster Frankie right there, 7:21, Piscopo in the morning. Hey, Deb is out there looking out for you. Gary Goldberg's coming up later. But listen, we'll take your phone calls, 877-970-2999. Deb, should you smoke on the beach or not? Smoking on the beach.
I'm not a fan of smelling
me
smoke.
Neither.
I mean, I understand it, but I'm not really a fan of it.
Put that. They fire that cigar up, man. Boom.
Yeah.
It takes the whole tone of the beach away, no?
Yeah. Cigars better than cigarettes. You know,
look at you.
The cigar as much as cigarettes. But that skunk smell that Frank was talking about,
when
people smoke
marijuana.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it is.
One time I called the landlord because I was in one of the buildings by me. I said, there's a dead skunk or there's a dead animal on the wall.
Smoking
and
weed.
He was laughing at me, and I said, I had no idea what it smelled like now. I don't know. Oh, it smelled horrible. How do people smoke that stuff? Yeah. I don't get it.
Debbie, you speak the truth, girl. 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. How are we doing traffic-wise out there?
Well, you're not doing well on the southbound New York State Thruway, Joe. It's bumper to bumper getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. At the Tappan Zee Bridge, all lanes close into Westchester County. That's all due to that accident involving the overturned flatbed truck. And, boy, traffic is horrendous. You may want to take it up to the Bear Mountain Bridge, but that's all jammed up on 6 getting out toward the Bear Mountain Bridge. And the inbound George Washington Bridge picking up a lot of volume as well. A lot of people heading there. It looks like we're also getting reports of an accident at the GWB approaching the upper level with an accident. And hour and a half in at the George. Brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Partly cloudy today, high of 82. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions. Then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Your life can be hacked. Everything in your life. From your bank accounts to the computer-controlled car you drive, everything. So this weekend on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi talks with the author of Future Crimes, Mark Goodman, about the threats and the ways you can protect yourself. It's Cyber Justice, Preventing Cyber Crime. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
From the Fox Business Network, the Justice Department is looking into how the proposed merger between T-Mobile and Sprint could impact smaller wireless operators. Reuters says two people familiar with the situation say the concern is eliminating competition between the two, which would raise prices, including for smaller operators that buy access to their networks. JCPenney wants to be your store for sports merchandise. The company's launching shops with Fanatics, Inc. in hundreds of Penney's locations. The mini stores will sell gear for professional and college sports teams. McDonald's shares rallied yesterday, up 4%, after analysts at Kalinowski Research said fresh meat burgers are helping McDonald's business. The Dow closed up 95 yesterday, but the NASDAQ dropped 54 and the S&P was down 8. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Think about the time and money your business spends to attract the best talent. What if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce wants an office that's as mobile and active as they are. Varidesk Standing Desk Solutions help you create an active workspace where employees are happier, healthier, and more productive. Varidesk products require little to no assembly, ship for free, and come with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Browse all Varidesk products at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. You know, buying a pre-owned car can be scary. How do you know it's safe? Was it in a flood or accident? Can you believe the mileage on the odometer? Well, on the smartwaytobuy.com, you'll find the finest collection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. And you'll find peace of mind because every car you see on the site comes with a vehicle history and has gone through a 150-point inspection. Plus, each one comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can be confident it's the right vehicle for you and at the right price. Because the smartwaytobuy.com backs up every one of their already low prices with a 110% low price guarantee. The details are all there on the site. Discover the benefits of buying your next pre-owned vehicle, the smartwaytobuy.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg talks about the new Bronx with Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
This is an AM 970, The Answer. Breaking news alert.
Al's got some news at 728. What happened now?
CNN's Anthony Bourdain, the chef, storyteller, Emmy Award-winning host of CNN's Parts Unknown, dead at the age of 61.
Wow, man.
An apparent suicide in France. He apparently was working on an upcoming episode of the series, Parts Unknown, and his close friend Eric Rippert, the French chef, found Bourdain unresponsive in his hotel room this morning.
They think it was suicide, they said?
They're saying it was a suicide.
So that Brian Stelter...
CNN has confirmed it, yes.
We'll try to get Brian on the phone there, Frankie Five Barrels.
We've put in a request.
Yeah, thanks. That's a shame. 61?
61.
So another suicide.
Yep.
What's going on here?
Well,
all right.
Suicide is a major problem here in the United States. They said it's 25 states experienced the rise in suicides by more than 30%. It has increased by 25% across the United States over nearly two decades, ending in 2016.
All right. Thank you, Al. 729 with Joe Piscopo. I see your phone calls, which I will go to momentarily. I wanted to tell you if I can tell you about the High Bar shirts, which we love. The High Bar Shirt Company. Here it is for Father's Day. We have a fantastic deal for Father's Day, courtesy of Wall Street entrepreneur John Tobacco and his company, The Token Team. Get that, a beautiful dress shirt from the High Bar Shirt Company. For Father's Day, you can't go wrong, and you can't get a better price. You'll get 20% off of custom-made shirts from the High Bar Shirt Company. Here's the number, 855-854-4321. 855-854-4321. Use the promo code Piscopo or go online to highbarshirts.com. It's highbarshirt.com. Don't forget to use the promo code Piscopo for 20% off.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
It's 7:30. We're going to go to Al in a second. Gary Goldberg is going to join us. Let me grab a call. Can I go to David up there? David, thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Hey, Joe. Good morning. This is Dave Bertone from the Motones.
Man. How are you, Dave?
Hey, Joe. I just want to tell you, first and foremost, you're a true gentleman. You sounded phenomenal. We had a blast. It was our honor to have you up and sing with us. It was great. Just a lot of fun. And I wanted to personally thank you.
Dave, you were playing the sax?
I'm the sax player.
You know what? I got to tell you, man. You crushed it on Pink Cadillac. Crushed it. Because sometimes I have been with full big bands, and I've looked at a horn section, and they went, what? When you did the Peter Gunn theme, and then you did the extension of the Peter Gunn theme, man. That was great. It was da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So thank you, man. The Motones, I tell you, if you're listening, this was one of the hottest bands I have ever heard. And, Dave, thank you for your hospitality, and thanks for the privilege of playing with you guys, man.
No, like I said, Joe, you were a true gentleman. We enjoyed your company, and you sounded phenomenal. I was blown away. We really, really, as you can tell, everybody had a great time.
Yeah, you nailed it, man. Thank you, Dave. Let's do it again, my friend.
Thanks.
That's Dave from the Motos. That's so nice he called it. This is the band at Luigi, my buddy Luigi's son's wedding, Ali and Nicholas. Beautiful wedding. We went out to Long Island. They said, would you sit in with the band? Would you do a thing with the band? I did Summer Wind. They nailed it beautifully. And then Luigi and I, the crooner cop I keep telling you about, we did That's Life. We did New York, of course. Then I said, let's do Pink Cadillac, and the band killed it. They just crushed it, and Dave had the horns, and they did the Peter Gunn thing. So that was the Motones. Great, great band, I have to tell you. Let me go. Well, I want to talk about Anthony Bourdain. By the way, just on Anthony Bourdain, so he was like he's a chef guy.
Chef,
kind of guy.
Comic book writer, did a number of different things, but he became an international superstar with a book that he had written, and then the Parts Unknown show, on
which was
CNN.
Still very successful.
Yeah, that was Joe Borelli's favorite show.
So what? And they said suicide.
Suicide.
Yep. And wasn't he dating the lovely gal?
Asha Argento, who was a part of the whole Weinstein scandal. Yeah.
Well,
terrible.
This, well, so yes. Yeah, so it's Bourdain, Anthony Bourdain. Yeah,
Bourdain
died
61.
61 years old. Apparent a suicide.
They've CNN has confirmed that it was suicide.
All right, and we'll try to get some information on that further if we can. 7:32. Let me just grab a couple calls, Al. Let me go to Patrick. In Jersey. Patrick, good morning. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Joe. Hey, we love your show, and we were listening this morning.
Yeah.
Did anybody mention whether or not the Washington Capitals will be invited to the White House?
Yeah, thank you. Patrick, actually, Rick Klein from ABC News on earlier mentioned that they probably will be invited, and because of all the Russians that are on the team, you know someone's going to say there's Bob Mueller will be there at the White House when the Capitals show up. I'm just saying that's probably what's going to happen. Oh, let me go to Kat. Kat, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
Kat, yeah, what are you calling in regards to this garden thing? Is this right in Jersey?
Yes, this is right. So I'm calling to tell your listeners about the Mill Hill Garden Tour in downtown Trenton, which is a historic district. This is our 27th year of opening our gardens to the public. We have 22 gardens open on this tour. We're showing off small urban gardens in this historic district, just steps from downtown Trenton. Want to let everybody know that they can buy tickets in advance at trentonmillhill.org for $15 or $20 on the day of the tour.
You know what, girl? That's great what you do. The guys are making fun of me because it's a Jersey thing. Kat, thank you for you're doing great things in Trenton, New Jersey, girl, and we appreciate that. You're a good, loyal Jersey girl. You should see the expression.
Oh, urban garden? Great. Only $16?
Wow. That's amazing. Here's a tip.
I could go
tip,
to the
Kat.
New York Botanical Gardens.
Bump the Bourdain story. Bump the Bourdain story. Wow. Anthony Bourdain killed himself. I don't want to hear it. Tell me about the gardens in Trenton. I got.
By the way, it's great that they're doing this, but next time it's called advertising.
No, it's a nonprofit. It's a nonprofit thing. I was happy.
No, they're making money. They're charging tickets, Joe. They're making money.
No, but it's a nonprofit. So when someone works in the inner city like that, and Trenton has had its share of problems, and until Doug Palmer came in, my buddy, the former mayor, did a great job, and they've always had a problem of violence in Trenton. Now they're cleaning it up. Now they have urban gardens in the inner cities of New Jersey. I'm happy. Can we get more calls like that, Frankie?
We get hundreds of them if you want.
You know, I do want to mention the Irish Festival will be at Mount Loretto in Staten Island this weekend.
Oh, my friend's working there.
It's going to be big.
You going? Do you need some gardening there? Because I'll call my friend from Jersey.
They have grass there. You can come take a look at the grass.
7:35 Piscopo in the morning. Oh, let me go to Mike. I'm sorry, Al. We're going to go to Al. Gary Goldberg standing by. But I got to get the calls, and you're kind enough to call. I'd like to put you on the air. We love having you part of the family. Mike, good morning. What are you thinking this morning?
Morning. You know, Frankie Fiveboroughs, he's funny. A few minutes ago, he gave one example of one guy that was wrongfully jailed in Rikers Island. Trust me when I tell you, 98% of the people in Rikers Island are in there for a reason. And if you don't want to get sick from mold, don't commit a crime and don't go to prison. What a concept.
Right? Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. Frank feels for prisoners. He visits prisoners, especially if they're gangsters. And you got to love that about the guy.
I mean,
prison reform from Frank Morano, no mold.
Well, I mean, not just from me, but from Jared Kushner, from Donald Trump.
Yeah,
from
that's a good
Bernard
point. Good
Kerik,
point. Yeah.
From, that big liberal, Grover Norquist.
But why is it all of your close friends are incarcerated?
Well, because they're more, not all
you
of them.
You can only
not
see
all.
Them
not
at
true.
Certain
not
times. Not like, you can't just drop in, you know,
but just
have
so,
a cigar.
Just so people understand.
Frankie, how are you? Welcome. Frankie.
Frankie, I'm so happy
could you,
I'm
could,
here.
Could you do something about the mold in here?
That's it.
But no,
bring Lysol next
thanks
time you go.
Thanks for bringing me a bagel.
But you, just
haven't
so
had these
people
in a while.
Understand?
I did. I broke
what
his
I
knees.
Said at Rikers.
Ping pong. I broke his knees.
Well,
this story as long as the one you're
no,
trying to. Hey,
it's not
of
a story.
Yesterday.
It's a sentence.
Can we get the garden girl back?
No, but just so folks understand the thing with Rikers, Mike completely misunderstood what I said. I wasn't saying that people at Rikers aren't there for a reason. I said many, if not most, of the people at Rikers have never been convicted of
kind of
anything.
A holding.
Right, they're still waiting to have their
so
trial.
So they get the same presumption of innocence that everybody does. So the solution is not to see how badly can we treat them.
Yeah.
Now, and look, I feel for the guard, the correction officers there as well. I've spent a lot of time with Elias Hussamadine.
Yeah.
They have to deal with the same putrid conditions that the inmates
the
do.
The guards do, yeah.
Yeah, well, the correction officers,
yeah. All right, Piscopo in the morning. Thank you, Frankie, for clearing that up. 7:37 with Joe on the radio. Gary Goldberg standing by. Big Al standing by as well with the news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
62 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. As we just confirmed a little bit ago, chef and writer Anthony Bourdain dead at the age of 61. CNN has confirmed the death of the Parts Unknown host this morning, saying Bourdain had committed suicide. The New York City Council and Mayor de Blasio have reportedly reached a deal on a plan to offer discounted Metro cards. The initiative would cut the price of Metro cards in half for New Yorkers living below the poverty line. The Daily News reports that the city will put up $106 million for the so-called Fair Fares program. Council Speaker Corey Johnson had asked for more than $200 million. The topic has been a big issue as lawmakers try to finalize a budget by the end of the month. The mayor's press secretary, Eric Phillips, tweeted last night that a deal hasn't yet been reached, saying there's still a little meat left on the bone. In sports, Yankees and Mets begin the 2018 version of the Subway Series tonight in Queens, and the Washington Capitals are Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history. They beat the Golden Knights 4-3 in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. Alex Ovechkin receiving the Conn Smythe Trophy as the most valuable player. Sports is sponsored by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Problems continue on the southbound side of the New York State Thruway, trying to get down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Westchester bound at the Tappan Zee Bridge. All lanes remain closed, and it's all due to this accident involving the overturned flatbed trailer and a fuel spill. Injuries involved as well. It looks like trucks are advised to exit at exit 15 off the thruway in through Suffern so you don't get stuck in that traffic. 84 eastbound out by exit 19, getting reports of an overturned vehicle there. The inbound side of the GWB, an accident approaching the tolls was cleared. It's over an hour into the upper level of the GWB. Lincoln Tunnel 30, Holland 30, traffic is still moving solely on 3 eastbound, trying to get down toward Route 21 and Route 17 with construction. Garden State Parkway north as you get up toward the Cheesequake service area. Watch out for a stalled car. And traffic is busy on the northbound side of the Van Wyck, that ramp to the LIE West. Watch out for a car fire over there. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today with a high going up to 82 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Piscopo in the morning. Thank you so much, Deb. 20 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:40 right now. Love telling you about brooklinen.com. Brooklinen.com. These are the sheets that you hear everybody talking about, and they were started by Vicky and Rich Phillip in Brooklyn. Founded in April 2014, husband and wife team. You love the story. And they wanted no unnecessary markups and fees. Most bedding is marked up as much as 300%. This is what the Rich and Vicky found out when they did research. Well, Brooklinen is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. Over 20,000 five-star reviews. Brooklinen sheets named the winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. With versatile colors and patterns you can mix and match to complement any decor. This is luxury bedding underpriced. You've got to try these sheets today. They're the best, most comfortable sheets that you'll sleep on. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for you listening to Piscopo in the morning. I'm just saying, you can get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Piscopo at Brooklinen.com. By the way, Brooklinen is so confident that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code Piscopo at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code Piscopo.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pain. event that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 743 right now. We want you to go to Route 22 Toyota. I like it because it's the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. You go in there, Iggy is there, Chester, Carmelo, Alex Cancella. Alex is going to give you those low lease offers, 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. But I love that you go in there, it's beautiful, you see the Tundra trucks. I love being in an automobile showroom. You know, you're in Jersey, and this is huge. I keep saying to Iggy, I should do a show within the showroom, really. I want to bring the band in. I want to wear a tuxedo, and I want to do a show at Route 22 Toyota. Come on. Now we have this for you. You got next five minutes, first five callers. First five calls, next 5 minutes. Oh, you know me. I'll give you the 10 before 8. At 7:43 right now. I always give you more time because I love you. 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. Now you think about that. First five callers, next 5 minutes, if you call 855-621-9949, all European models excluded, but you'll get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter when you're there, and you're with Chester and Carmelo, and you're there, and you see Mr. Cancella, and you see Iggy. You say, I heard you on Joe's show, man. Show me around. You're going to love the indoor show. Oh, by the way, become a rewards member while you're over there, and you're getting your free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. You could be eligible for free lifetime oil changes, right? So you got to check out the brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You will love, as we do, Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from our family, the friends at Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy. No, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. Sponsored by Gary Goldberg Financial Services, Inc.
And speaking of which, the man, Gary Goldberg, is with us, certified financial planner, wealth management strategist. Gary, happy Friday. Welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
Just wonderful, Joe. Always my pleasure to you make my Fridays. You really do.
Oh, man, we are trying, having fun. You know, it is the weekend. It's nice, and we appreciate your expertise in the financial arena, Gary, because a lot of us don't know what's going on. Were you good in math at school, by the way? Were you one of those guys? You were really good, weren't you, Gary? Really?
Joe, I was. I was a good student. You know why? My mother was my teacher 1 year. God, the worst year of my life.
No, you got to tell us about that. Did you stay home? Were you homeschooled?
No, I was schooled. She came in the first week in the fourth grade as a sub, and she never left.
That's great. You couldn't help but do good, huh?
But, and I'll tell you, the class did not know the answer to a question, my mom, Rose, said, Gary, stand up and tell the class the answer. What a way to endear your son to the class.
Yeah. But you were always a smart guy. I'm telling you, I always regret not doing well or not studying more in math. Because when you hear the numbers, you know, I can't quite get a handle on it. You have a natural instinct for that.
I was a very good student, and yes, it came from my mother teaching me and my dad teaching me,
beautiful.
But I was not homeschooled.
Beautiful.
I had to do my homework.
Yeah. Now, how important are quarterly forecasts, Gary, from companies, for investors to pay attention to, you know?
I think there's a real distortion of their importance. When people buy a stock, they don't buy it for a short-term reason. And when a company either disappoints or does very well with their quarterly reports, because they have to give quarterly reports, it's unfair to investors. If you want to buy a stock, you don't buy it because of a short-term reason. You buy it because you want to own it for a few years. And yet Wall Street basically reports every 3 months. And if they disappoint, Joe, the stock gets hit. My suggestion and my experience, if that happens more often than not, when the stock comes down because of a disappointing quarterly report, more often than not, it goes back up. So you pay attention to those as a money manager.
Because
the company is an organization you want to own. These quarterly reports are because Wall Street forces them to be forthcoming.
Oh, interesting. So when a company doesn't meet the expectations, you should just relax, you're saying?
Relax and look for a buying opportunity. Let's say Amazon misses a quarter, or Apple or Intel. Do you want to own those companies? If you do, let Wall Street beat them up and then buy them. At least that's my experience. Now, you need a money manager to make the choices for you, but I look for those when I manage my clients' money.
Yeah, and you know, we tend to panic. Now, Donald Trump, with this G7 summit today going over, he's putting tariffs on everything. It still's kind of a fear in the market, but the market hasn't really bumped as much as I thought it would, Gary. So they have confidence. Go ahead.
Where it really bumped was in February. After that January rally, the market was up 7.5% in 1 month. I did a calculation. If that continued every month for the rest of this year with compounding, the market would have been up 134% for the year. That's how silly it got. So you take reality you become real, and then what happens is markets corrected. And they came down not only that 7% in January, but another 4 or 5%. So we were down 4% for the year. Now we're back to basically even, slightly ahead. It's a matter of sector selection. And there are certain sectors that are very attractive. Oil, for example, has been huge. People are paying more for gasoline prices. Gasoline prices are up 31% since last Memorial Day, Joe. Now, Jersey is very attractive. But on the other hand, we are seeing oil prices go up by about half since last year, about 50% higher. Mm. And you can own oil stocks. They pay great dividends. So at Gary Goldberg Financial Services, we own oil stocks. We own technology stocks. We have programs that invest people's money. And I think if you're trying to do it on your own, it's very difficult. It's a tough landscape.
Yeah. Gary, where can we find you, my friend?
1-800-377-5757. I'll repeat that, 1-800-377-5757. What people can do is they can call the firm. Yeah, 58 people in the firm, 8 offices, but I return my calls, as you and I know, and I'll give people conversation and analysis as to whether they're properly positioned. I love doing it. It's a pleasure for me to help people. I've been doing it for 4 decades, and it's something worthwhile. And a second opinion on anything is always a good option.
Gary Goldberg, appreciate it always. Have a great weekend. Love to your beautiful bride there, Gary, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much, Joe. The same to you. Bye-bye.
Gary Goldberg right there, certified financial planner, wealth management strategist. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:50 with Joe on the radio. Debbie always looking out for you as she does. It's a Friday. Mamma mia.
Yeah.
Oh, Deb, I'm telling you. I was just talking to Frankie. But if I got to go downtown to Midtown, which I have to do for an event today, it's forever. Take the subway. But I got to go back to Jersey, so I got to drive.
Right.
It's a nightmare. It just takes forever.
It really does. No matter where you go in the city, downtown, Midtown, it's just unbelievable.
Well, it's our kind of town.
Yep, it is.
How are we doing today, Deb?
You just have to allow that extra travel time today, Joe. And the major problem spot this morning is the southbound New York State Thruway. Traffic is barely moving, trying to get down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. At the Tappan Zee Bridge into Westchester County, all lanes remain closed. It's all due to this accident involving an overturned flatbed truck. And again, problems continue here. You're going to have to take it up to the Bear Mountain Bridge. But that is bumper to bumper on 6, getting out toward the Bear Mountain Bridge. And you're also seeing extensive delays at the GWB. That's over an hour into the George Washington Bridge. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 30. Holland Tunnel, about 30 as well. Staten Island Expressway slowing down at the Verrazano Bridge with an accident at the Verrazano Bridge cleared out of the way. And you're still seeing a lot of volume on the LIE westbound, heading right out toward Casino Boulevard. More volume getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhay. I'm on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow explains that Israel is getting attacked from all sides.
There is this pattern of attack from Gaza, from Hamas, Hezbollah in the north. Israel retaliates, and it's immediately, there's filings at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Again, The Hague courtroom is not what you expect, and this was nothing like the legal system we're used to here in the United States.
Jay Sekulow live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Steve Adubato. I know that AM 970 listeners want to hear compelling and important conversations. That's why my TV series, One-on-One with Steve Adubato, brings viewers conversations with people who matter and are making a difference. So check out One-on-One weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13, that's PBS, at 12:30 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Step one, you signed a lease for new office space. Step two, you notified your clients and updated your letterhead. Step three, what is step three? Oh, right, now you have to move everything. Relax. Staples has you covered with moving boxes, packing tape, bubble roll, everything you need, all at great low prices. And now at Staples, select moving boxes are only a buck. Staples, come in store today and get your moving supplies in one easy step.
N62318, in store only. Good on SKU 742294 and 834945.
TGIF, boy, I'll tell you, are we finally going to get a weekend without rain? I don't know. They're talking Saturday afternoon rain, maybe a little rain on Sunday. I'm getting tired of it, but what I'm not getting tired of is my 90-day supply of Calitrin. Go to toploss.com right now. Order yourself a 90-day supply of Calitrin. The website answers all your questions, helps you lose weight, have more energy, and feel fantastic. There's no drugs. There's no stimulants. Believe me, I was mowing the lawn the other day. I was exhausted. I took my Calitrin. I slept like a baby, and you know what? It gives you back what you need while you're sleeping. All you have to do is take a couple of capsules before you go to sleep, and it helps you while you're sleeping to give you back what you need. Plus, you can enter to win free Calitrin. All you have to do is click the Enter Win button when you go onto the site, toploss.com. Our friend Suzanne's back on the line with us. She's going to give you some more information. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning. You know, it's perfectly safe, Al. I have had open-heart surgery. I've been on it for over 15 years for the arthritis. So it's perfectly safe. And now is a great time to get on the Calitrin, lose your weight, look good, and feel good. Check us out at toploss.com or give us a call at 1-800-325-4366. 1-800-325-4366.
Give Calitrin a call right now, 1-800-325-4366. Use the promo code AL. You're going to get yourself 10% off, or go to toploss.com or give them a call at 1-800-325-4366 or toploss.com. Use the promo code AL for 10% off.
You could call them, Al. So did you get Rhino Shield? Did you call Susan Safis at Rhino Shield yet? 877-744-6608. You have to check out Rhino Shield. It's not paint. It's a ceramic coating that actually seals your home, right? Seals your building. Your work. By the way, a lot of businesses all throughout the whole tri-state area and the Northeast call Susan because they want to save money on energy. And people ask me what a ceramic coating looks like. Well, let me make it clear. Rhino Shield is ceramic technology. On the surface, it looks exactly like fresh paint, like you just painted your house. It's spectacular. You can't tell the difference. And it bonds completely to wood, to brick, stucco, aluminum, block, or vinyl. It comes in any color you want, has insulating qualities, soundproofing qualities, and is guaranteed for 25 years to never chip, peel, or mold. It's the last time you're ever going to have to deal with painting your house again. I did it at my home. It looks like they just painted it like that day. It's just that it's got a beautiful, beautiful look to it when you put a Rhino Shield on your home. And now I'm going to talk to Susan about doing my roof, but that's a whole other thing we'll talk about. Save yourself thousands, please. Just call Susan at Rhino Shield. You get a free estimate. That's the beauty of Rhino Shield. Call Susan. She's so wonderful. She's such a pleasant gal to work with. She'll walk you through every step of the way, and you get a free estimate. You got nothing to lose when you call 877-744-6608. That's 877-744-6608. Or go to rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Good morning, good morning. Jersey Joe on the radio. It is 7:56. Sean Tremont is in for Joe Lundberg. Joe's in Michigan, I think, or somewhere, biking away, wherever he is. Sean, how are we doing weather-wise today?
Yeah, not looking too bad. It's going to be a nice end of the work week. We can get out early, do so. Warmer sunshine and some clouds with a high of 82. Then tonight, partly cloudy. Look, 66 in Midtown, upper 50s in some suburbs. Tomorrow, some sun. It'll turn out mostly cloudy, and we'll see a shower around in the afternoon. a high of 80. A couple showers and perhaps a thunderstorm tomorrow night, especially south of the city, low 62. But then dry for Sunday, clouds and sunshine with a high of 74.
Sean Tremont, thank you, Sean. 757 with Joe on the radio. He's a kid. He does a good job. The kid does a good job. He comes on the end. Yeah. Where'd Joe go? He's in Michigan for another 200 miles or something like this guy.
With no one.
You know what cracks me up? And I always talk with Joe Lundberg. He's such a cute kind of guy. He goes by himself.
Yeah.
But
I like how
you wouldn't
wife.
Do
I mean,
that.
I'm
you
sure.
would take a friend. You would take a Gumata. You would take somebody
why
with you.
Why?
You
why?
Would take. You would
Gumata. Why?
Because there's
why?
No such thing.
Sonic friend.
Frank no such with prisoners. Thing. No. Me with Gumatas.
Me with my nasal cord.
Right. You and Bob hanging out.
There's no such thing as platonic friends, man.
There Why do you keep redoing that time?
Yeah, I know. And he keeps redoing it wrong. So what's going on there? You need
look.
Did I say?
Can I tell you something? I have a tie. I love the color of. I'll tweet it out. It's blue. It's navy and light blue. And it goes against the blue suit that I have, which is great. And I go, oh, it's a great tie. I'm going to wear it when I go to Talkers Magazine and I talk. I got the tie. You can't tie. Why do you think? It's $20. It's a 20. You know what the name of the tie is?
Tie.
Look.
$20 tie.
That's a deal. What do I got to tell you?
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
62 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. After being accused of threatening to kill an Uber driver, former Major League Baseball star Lenny Dykstra will be making an announcement. Dykstra posted a message to his Twitter account saying he and his attorneys will hold a press conference today in Manhattan. Last month, the former Mets and Philly standout arrested for allegedly pointing a gun at a driver in Linden, New Jersey and threatening to kill him. Authorities say they didn't recover a gun from Dykstra but did find drugs on him. Maybe the announcement, according to Frank Morano, is that Dykstra is switching to Lyft. New Jersey's newest Powerball winner will be revealed to the public today. A lottery official says he or she has stepped forward with the winning $315 million ticket sold at a Hackensack supermarket last month. It's the third biggest prize in New Jersey Powerball history. The winner, we are told, is from North Jersey. In sports, the Capitals are Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history. They beat the Golden Knights 4-3 in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.